You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Are you frustrated and confused about how to attract new clients? Nothing you have done is working, and you're tired of waiting for the phone to ring. Imagine learning the tips and tools that will help you get noticed and booked by your ideal client and paid what you're worth for your amazing services. Now's the time to make your dream a reality, and the Ambitious Entrepreneur Show will teach you how. Now, over to your host, Anne-Marie Cross.
Hi, everyone. It's Anne-Marie with you again today, and we have another great guest with another great topic, something I'm really excited about, Pinterest. So Pinterest is something that you haven't yet implemented within your business. You want to grab a piece of paper and a pen and take down lots of notes. So my guest today is Andrea Ayres, and she's a mom of three and a serial entrepreneur, having started a few businesses and selling three of them. Now she blogs over at www.launchgrowjoy.com, where she shares marketing tips and strategies for entrepreneurs who have a product line. And on today's show, Andrea is going to talk about the number one mistake to avoid on Pinterest, how to make Pinterest work for you, and how to use it to get more traffic, leads, and sales, which I know is something we're all wanting to get more of, and how to integrate Pinterest into your marketing strategy in as little as 15 minutes a day, and so much more. So welcome to the show, Andrea.
Thanks so much, Anne-Marie. I'm so excited to be here with you today.
Now, Pinterest, for those people who may not have yet dipped toe into the pool of social media, but particularly Pinterest, do you want to give a very brief overview of what it is?
Sure, I'd love to. So Pinterest is actually the fastest growing social media network ever. And it sort of works like an online pin board where you come across things on the web and you set up an account on Pinterest, and those things that inspire you or that you want to pin to your board so you can refer to later, you have the ability to do that with Pinterest. So you can pin both photos and videos on Pinterest, and it's just a great way to look for things to inspire you, to organize your own things that you find online, and basically just it's a visual representation of what you love online.
Yeah. It's interesting that you say that you can also pin videos, because I wasn't aware of that. I only assumed that it was just photos. So how long has Pinterest been able to pin videos? Is that just recent, or have I just been out of the loop?
I think, yeah, you know, it wasn't always that way. So you definitely haven't been out of the loop. It didn't start out that way. But I would say maybe it's been at least around 6 to 9 months, if I can remember correctly, that they've been able to do that. But again, I think because not many people pin videos, it's not something that you see very often on Pinterest, but it is really easily integrated with YouTube. So yes, if you have any videos on YouTube or on your site, it's super easy to pin those on Pinterest now as well.
Oh, that's so exciting. Now, before we start to really delve into Pinterest, I know that a number of our listeners are on Instagram, and I know that that's something that you have just started to use within your business as well. So in your experience, what do you notice are some of the differences, some of the benefits, you know, if we're comparing Instagram to Pinterest?
Oh, sure. That's such a great question. You know, and I think one of the main differences between Pinterest and Instagram is that with Pinterest, you can go directly from a pin, what they call a pin, which is an image or a video that you post. You can go directly and click through to a website. Whereas on Instagram, when you are adding something or uploading something to your Instagram, you're not able to have a click-through link, and someone has to actually go to your profile description to have that website. So that's one of the main differences that I found, and I've only recently started using Instagram, so I'm not as familiar with it as I am with Pinterest, but it's just not as easy to direct traffic back to your website. People have to do one more click in order to get to your profile and then get to your site through there.
Yeah.
So that's the one of the main differences. And then I think the other one is that Pinterest, obviously, as you know, started out as a mobile app. And so if you're not on your mobile phone that much, it's not as easy to use with the desktop version. It's very limited. So, you know, I'm sure A lot of us are using our mobiles for social media, but some of us are still mostly using our iPads or laptops or desktops to access Instagram. So it's just, that's one of the other differences as well.
Yeah. So I can see from what you're saying and sharing as far as the feedback is that both can have a really specific goal or method of why you're using that. And I know that with time poor entrepreneurs, if we need to take that one extra click, we probably wouldn't click on it. So that's a great point to be mindful of when we're comparing the two. And if we are using our mobiles and we're out, you know, and about, and we can, you know, shoot and take some pics, that may be where we use Instagram, whereas the others, certainly with Pinterest. And I know the Instagram videos are very short. I think they're only 15 seconds. But of course, if we're integrating YouTube and Pinterest, we have a lot longer opportunity that the videos can be a lot longer. I can certainly see that would
be
a huge benefit. Fantastic. So let's talk about the number one mistake that you see entrepreneurs making when they're using Pinterest.
Oh, that's such a great question. And I love talking about this because, and this might seem counterintuitive, but when Pinterest first started out, it was a way for people or entrepreneurs that were using it to share their own interests with all of their followers on Pinterest. And I think what ended up happening is that people were using Pinterest mostly to share things that inspire them and things that they were interested in. And what I started learning as I was starting to use Pinterest for my business, and I also have a personal account and a business account, is that with my business account, it was really important for me to create boards and pins on Pinterest that reflected my audience and my customers' interest as opposed to my own interests. So it was all about, you know, what were they interested in? What would they like to see when they come to my boards, as opposed to what are my favorite things or my favorite recipes or my favorite products? And obviously, a lot of times people come to you or people work with businesses that they love, and especially where they can get to know the entrepreneur behind it. So I think it's really important to still use some of your boards to share your own interest, because people are buying your products and services because of you. Mm-hmm. But I think it's really important to keep in mind your audience and their interests and devote most of the space on your boards to share their interests as opposed to your own. So that's one of the things that I find that a lot of entrepreneurs make a huge mistake on, that and is really not to focus on the interests of their target market when they're using Pinterest for their business.
Yeah. And I think that's so important to be familiar with what is going to be of interest to our ideal client, because then we can go out and we can identify and obviously share those on our boards and do a balance. You know, as you said, people love to learn and get a little bit behind the scenes information and some of the personal interests and things of people who they admire and are following. So that would be a great strategy. Now, I know that for some entrepreneurs who may not have kind of visual elements like photographs and things like this, but of course, now you've shared about the video, they may think, well, Pinterest is probably not for me because I don't really know how I can integrate that in my marketing strategy. So what would you say as far as the type of entrepreneur that Pinterest would be really great for?
You know, I think Pinterest is great for the majority of entrepreneurs that are trying to target women or whose target market is women. Mm-hmm. And even though the percentages are kind of shifting towards a lot more men using Pinterest, it's definitely a great platform if your target audience is women. But I really think it can be for any type of business or entrepreneur. It can be for marketing coaches or authors, for personal trainers and chefs, wedding photographers, entrepreneurs that have a product. So really, for any type of entrepreneur who is targeting women, Pinterest is really great. And I think as Pinterest grows even more, men are starting to use it even more. So at some point, if you are targeting men, it's definitely a great platform to get on as well, because if you do that, then it's going to be, you're going to be one of the early users. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you're going to have a sort of a lead time in connecting with men if they're your target market. But for right now, a lot of entrepreneurs that are working with women and have products or services for women are getting a lot of great results from Pinterest.
Yeah. You mentioned earlier on that Pinterest was, I think, if I correct me if I'm wrong, the fastest growing social media platform. Is that what you said earlier?
Yes, yes.
Do you have, I was wondering, do you have kind of figures or statistics about the number of people that are using us? Because I think you said that primarily there are more women that are using the platform. Are there any kind of latest figures that you can share with people today?
Yeah, I think, you know, in terms of percentages, I think it's about 75% women that are using it.
Yes.
And 25% men. And the interesting thing about Pinterest, and there's been quite a few studies done on this, is that when people are going on Pinterest, they're going there to look for either things to buy or things that inspire them. So that makes them more likely to actually buy something that they find on Pinterest. And if you compare the statistics with people that are going and shopping for products that they find on Pinterest as opposed to Facebook, it ends up that they are spending about twice as much on things they find on Pinterest as opposed to things they find on Facebook. And the reason for that is because when we're going on Facebook, a lot of times it's to connect with friends and family, it's to chat. It's not necessarily a place that we go to for inspiration or for products to buy. So that's one of the huge advantages of Pinterest, is that people go there with the idea of, I want to get inspired, I want to find something to use or something to buy. So they're more likely to spend more money than on any other social media networks. So if you have something to sell, then Pinterest is definitely a great opportunity for you there.
Yeah. I know when I've gone to Pinterest, I love landscapes, I love provincial, I love jewelry. And like when I see these beautiful pictures and images, and let's, you know, what's that saying? A picture says a thousand words, that we're inspired, and it's so beautiful if it's something that we're interested in. I can really see how that would influence us to reach out for our wallet. So that's such a great point. Double, that really is quite an interesting statistic. So I know that often when we're thinking about implementing a new strategy in our business, one of the things that we can get stuck with is, okay, I want to use it, but how can I integrate that? How can I use it? What are some methods of using that in my business? Can you give us a couple of ideas about some of the boards that other entrepreneurs and different types of entrepreneurs have used as far as Pinterest?
Oh, sure. This is, again, one of my other favorite topics to talk about on Pinterest. But as I mentioned before, Pinterest is huge on inspiration and inspiring words. And one of the things that is most popular on Pinterest are inspirational quotes. And this can really go for any type of entrepreneur. If you are, let's say, a personal trainer or a fitness coach, you can create images that have quotes about maybe staying in shape or doing your best. If you're a marketing coach, you can have business quotes. If you are maybe a real estate agent, you can have quotes about maybe some things in your neighborhood or something that inspires your audience. So I think for any kind of entrepreneur that is on Pinterest, having a board with inspirational quotes is definitely a plus, and it definitely helps to get your pins and your content shared among Pinterest. So that's the first idea that I would definitely recommend. Another type of board that I think works really well on Pinterest is to share behind the scenes. So this is if you're using Instagram as well, and you are taking photos and sharing behind the scenes of your business, whether you're manufacturing products and taking photos, let's say, of your workspace, or if you're an artist and you take photos of your work in progress, or maybe a speaker or an author, and you do a lot of book tours or speak at events and you take photos of you on stage or chatting with people. Another thing that people love on Pinterest is this behind the scenes. So any entrepreneur can create a board that where you're sharing either photos or videos of behind the scenes, what's going on with your company. And again, another really great way to let your audience get to know you a little bit more. So those are two board ideas that I think can really apply to any type of entrepreneur using Pinterest.
Yeah. You were talking about, you know, setting up a board that has inspirational quotes, and it may very well lead to a product or a service that particular entrepreneur offers to their clients in their business. When we hear about other social media strategies, it's often recommended that we don't pitch. You're like, buy my product all the time. When we're thinking about Pinterest, I'd imagine that that would also be the same. Make sure that you do share inspirational quotes, that you do share things that are going to motivate, that are going to be of interest to your ideal client, and not so much, you know, promote and say, please buy my product type of thing. I'd love for you to share your thoughts on that.
Oh, yes, I couldn't agree with you more, Anne-Marie. I think one of the mistakes people made, and I made this too, actually, when I first started my businesses and started using social media, is that I looked at social media more as an advertising platform as opposed to a place where I can actually engage with my audience and get to know them better. So as I realized that Facebook wasn't about putting up your latest sale all the time or linking to your own products, but it was more about sharing content that was relevant to your audience and engaging with them and asking them questions and answering their questions that they post on your page. It was sort of the same with Pinterest, you know, and I really only keep a few boards to promote my products and services. I have one board where I share all of my latest blog posts. I have another board where I share all of my videos. If I do a blog post, that's a video. And then I have another board where I share all of the guest posts or articles that I've written, which actually link to the websites that they appear on. So I only have three boards that talk about my own products and services out of maybe, I want to say, at least 20 boards that I have. So the rest of my boards are all about inspirational content or things that my audience would find interesting. And as you know, one of the types of entrepreneurs that I work with are entrepreneurs that have an actual product, and a lot of them do trade shows and market their products through trade shows. So I have a board with trade show booth design ideas, so that way they, if they're looking for inspiration on how they can design their own trade show booth, they can easily go to my board and have access to a lot of different designs that I find inspiring, and hopefully they find inspiring as well. So it's all about providing this balance of, you know, promoting your product, but also spending most of your time just engaging and sharing things that they would find relevant. And I have the 80-20 rule, which I'm sure a lot of the listeners on the call have heard about, but I'd like to keep 20% of anything I do on social media about me or my company or my product, and then the other 80% all about my customers, my audience, and sharing other people's work as well and supporting other entrepreneurs too. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it definitely works a lot better to not only promote your content, but to actually take an interest in your audience and really get to know them. And I think that's why one of the reasons I love social media is that it really is a two-way conversation, as opposed to a magazine or maybe even email marketing, where you're just pushing out content and you don't have as much opportunity to engage. But Pinterest and Facebook and other social media is perfect for actually engaging and getting to know your audience.
Yeah. So 20 boards that you have to manage, I think that's just incredible. So just speak a little bit about how you're using Pinterest, and more around the time management, because, you know, we mentioned that we could integrate Pinterest within our marketing strategy in as little as 15 minutes a day. What would you say would be the important things that we'd need to do within those 15 minutes?
You know, so I think the most important thing would be to really sit down. If you haven't started an account on Pinterest, or even if you've started, just sit down and make a list of 10 boards that you want to have on there. And one or two can be all about you and your company, and the rest can be just inspirational quotes or contents that your audience would find relevant. And yes, when you're first getting started on Pinterest, you're probably going to be spending a little more time setting up your boards and finding content to pin. And, you know, for that, I would set aside maybe an hour or two just to come up with the ideas and actually create all of that content or share all of that content. But after you've done that, after the initial setup period, basically what I usually do on Pinterest is that every time I publish a blog post, I have a little pinned button above each one of my blog posts, and it really takes about 3 seconds to click on the pinned button and upload my blog post to a board that's titled blog post or relevant content. So that really does not take more than just a minute, if that, to do once you have your board set up and once you have the pinned button on your website. But then the other thing I do is I try to add something to my boards on a weekly basis. So once in a while, you know, once a week, I'll take 15 minutes and go on Pinterest and search for articles that I think might be relevant to the people that are following me on Pinterest. And I'll just go ahead and share those articles. And that way my boards are getting fresh new content. I'm supporting other entrepreneurs and I'm providing my audience with content that they find interesting. And the other thing that I would recommend, which takes a few minutes each time, is that you don't have to have fancy graphics or take photos all the time. But if you can just do one thing with all of your blog posts, and that is to have an image that has your the title of your blog post. And what I usually do is I hired a designer, because I'm definitely not a designer, but I hired a designer to create 10 templates for me based on my design. And the templates are design templates where every time I publish a blog post, I can just plug in the title of that post into that image and save it and upload it to my blog post. And what that does is that allows me, when I'm on Pinterest sharing my own articles, and other people that are reading my content that want to share it, when they click on the pinned button, they have an image that they can easily pin to Pinterest, and it makes my content much more shareable. And when someone sees an image which just has my title on it, the title of my blog post and my URL, sometimes it has my own picture as well, it just makes it that much easier for them to share your content. So if you're not a designer, it takes about an hour for a designer to just create a couple of templates that you can use every time you're publishing a blog post. So that's another great way to save time, and you don't have to invest in expensive photography or buying stock photos or anything like that. And it just makes it super easy for others to share your content.
I love that. I've taken down so many notes, Andrea. This has just been incredible. So I'd imagine if we want to go and have a look and see what you're doing, the website, of course, is www.launchgrowjoy.com. So how would we find you on Pinterest?
On Pinterest, you can find me at pinterest.com/launchgrowjoy.
Fabulous. I love that. You notice, everybody, that what Andrea has done, and let me just point this out, is that you've kept your brand name the same across, you know, the platforms, which makes it so much easier for people to find you, I would imagine, Andrea.
Yes, definitely. It's super easy. And even if you were to go in the search engine on Pinterest and type Launch Grow Joy, my boards would come up as well. So that's definitely one thing everyone should be doing when they're setting up on Pinterest.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I do know that you've got some products to support us in doing this if we really want to have our hand held and read through those particular support and other resources that you share in that. Do you want to just tell us a little bit more about that product that you were talking about before, so people can be can know a little bit more about that?
Sure. Yeah, I have an ebook and an online course titled Pinterest Advantage. And the ebook has a lot of tips and ideas and strategies for how you can get started with Pinterest. And then if you want to take it even deeper and see examples and basically have me walk you step by step through how to use Pinterest, I also have my Pinterest Advantage course, where you can get tons of board ideas and marketing ideas and how to actually use Pinterest to translate that into leads and sales. I also share information on how you can get graphics for free, create graphics so you don't have to spend a lot of money on it, and just a lot of really great tips and strategies for using Pinterest and not spending a lot of time on social media, because I know all of us are super busy, and just the thought of adding one more thing to our to-do list can sometimes seem overwhelming. So this course should definitely help with easing that overwhelm.
Yeah, wonderful. And what we'll do is we'll put a link on the show notes so that you can go and directly click through to Pinterest Advantage course and also the ebook as well. So if you want to go to the show notes, if you're listening from iTunes, all you need to do is type in the web address ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/AES107. So ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/AES107, and that'll take you through to the show notes. Andrea, look, fantastic, you know, tips and strategies. I can really see that Pinterest is going to be such a great tool, and I'm excited that you can share videos on that as well. So if you were to say one more thing, leave one more piece of advice or insight for someone who's listened today and have thought, one more tool is Pinterest. Should I really, you know, follow this through? What would be one thing that you'd want to share with them?
Oh, what a great question. I think one thing that I do want to share is that Pinterest really does work in terms of getting more of your site and more clients and custom. And I know for me, I do a lot of teach people how to get their products. And it might seem that Pinterest might not be for me because I don't have any physical products, but Pinterest is actually the number one refer to my website. So I would highly recommend that any type of business you have or entrepreneur that you are, there definitely can, Pinterest can be added to your marketing strategy without spending a lot of time and effort on it, and you will get results. And most of the businesses using Pinterest are seeing a lot of similar results that I'm seeing. So I would highly recommend looking into it and adding it to your marketing strategy, even if you just add the pin it button to your website so that way people can pin your content. Again, you don't have to spend any extra time on that. They can do the work for you. So it's super easy to do and takes a lot less time than other social media networks do.
Yeah, once you've set it up, then you just, as you said, it just takes you 3 seconds to click the pin it button there, and then that automatically gets updated on the Pinterest board. And other people can then take that and share that with their community as well, which is great. Fantastic. Look, thank you so much for coming on the show, Andrea, and sharing your brilliance. I'm going to go and check out Pinterest and take my Pinterest boards a lot more, I think, a lot more seriously as far as how integrating them within my marketing strategy too. So thank you so much for your inspiring interview today.
Oh, thank you so much, Anne-Marie. I really enjoyed sharing all of these Pinterest things. Thanks so much.
Fabulous. Now, if this is the first time that you're listening to the show, you have taken away some great notes, I'm sure. But if you haven't already subscribed to the iTunes channel, please go ahead and do that, because just like Andrea today, we have lots of great guest experts who are sharing their wisdom to help you take your business to the next level. And while you're there, why not rate our show and also leave a comment? It's a great way for us to connect and to see, yeah, the information that you're interested in and how you're implementing that within your business. And of course, pop on down to the show notes, ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/AES107, and leave a comment below too. You know, what did you think about, you know, what Andrea was sharing today? Are you using Pinterest in your business already? Or what action steps are you going to take from today using Pinterest in your business? We love to hear from you, and I'm sure Andrea would love to hear how you're using Pinterest in your business as well. Until next time, stay inspired and have a fantastic week, everyone. Bye for now. You've been listening to the Ambitious Entrepreneur Show. Do you want to promote your business to tens of thousands of other ambitious entrepreneurs, both nationally and internationally? I invite you to reach out and learn more about our customized sponsorship packages by emailing beasponsor@ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com. That's beasponsor@ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com, and we'll send you out further details.